So, Hank, what you're seeing is Florida ranking at or near the top nationally in job growth. But when you look locally at poverty rates, those numbers are up, too.
Yes, they are. And it's very disconcerting. We've had substantial increases in job growth, but we haven't had increases in income or wages in Florida. So very significant poverty rates. Perhaps the best way to look at it, Catherine, is the data on low-cost school lunches. 217,000 public school students in the Orlando metropolitan area qualify for federal aid, meaning that their families are below the poverty line. That's 60% of all of the school-age children in Orange and Seminole counties, and it's 71% of all the school-age children in Osceola County. These are huge numbers.
If we can go back to per capita income, if you look at Florida's major metropolitan areas, the most recent data being in 2013, if you look at the big ones, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, all but Orlando have wages at least touching $40,000, with Orlando at about $37,000. Does this link back to Orlando's dependence on the tourism industry and the low-paying part-time jobs?
Yes, it's a direct reflection of that. That's the structure of our economy. On the one hand, it's a great plus. We've generated tremendous amounts of jobs, as we've discussed, over 120,000 jobs in Orlando over the last 3 years, ranking very high nationally. So we create this tremendous amount of jobs, but they generally fall in the lower wage areas. And so we don't get the boosts in income or in per capita income. And as a result, this rising tide of jobs is not raising all the boats. We're seeing this increasing levels of poverty. Poverty levels are higher in Orlando now than they were at the depth of the Great Recession.
And what's interesting about this data is if you drill down to smaller metropolitan areas, let's take Melbourne, Titusville, their per capita income is near $40,000. I'm going to assume that's the space industry at work. But then you don't get near $50,000 until you get to the wealthy retirement areas like Naples and Sarasota. And that's not at all related to job growth.
No, it isn't at all. That comes from dividends, interest, and rent, which is the incomes that wealthy retirees bring with them. There's not that many areas in Florida that actually have that. Most areas in Florida are well below the national average for per capita income of $44,765. So the service sector is very large in Florida generally, and it generally pays lower wages. That's been true for a millennium in Florida, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
Let's circle back to Orlando. There's a big gathering here this week of the simulation industry. We're seeing the Lake Nona Medical Complex boom. Could we pick up this conversation in 3 to 5 years and see a very different per capita income as Orlando diversifies its economy?
This is why we call it the dismal science. The answer is no, it's arithmetic. Those efforts to diversify the economy are very important. And we've made great strides. But the tourism industry, numerically, it's so large compared to these other sectors that are so small on a percentage terms of total jobs that even a significant increase in the higher paid jobs at a small percentage of the total isn't going to change the per capita income very much.
So you mentioned a rising tide. Looking at the poverty rate in Central Florida, a new study finds 1 in 17 kids in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties are facing homelessness. What effect does a rising tide have on lifting all boats in a local economy, and how do you lift those boats?
I'd always thought that a rising tide would lift the boats, but that's not happened in this cycle. It's not happened in this country. It's not happened in this state, and it's certainly not happened in this metropolitan area. And so, therefore, this rising tide of jobs and income, this time there's something structurally different.
And what is that?
Well, very low wages, global competition, a tremendous push to keep our earnings up and prices down. And so we need to have a different policy response to mitigate these effects. Fortunately, the tremendous growth in employment and income gives us the resources to do it.
Hank Fishkind, thank you so much.
Thank you.